Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
I did not make a purchase of $208.
Okay, as you were saying that you had not placed any order from your end, right?
No, I haven't bought anything.
Okay. So there can be a possibility why somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details, okay? Because when I checked the database, yesterday there was an order, and the order is a mobile phone, which cost around $300. All right.
$300?
Yes.
I thought they said $200.
It's $299.99, sir.
Shit.
Can you please let me know that much money? Okay, not an issue. Can you please let me know what was the last time you had did online shopping?
A week ago, around then.
Okay, so there can be a possibility, sir, might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details, okay, as I can check in my database. This is the main concern.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you one more thing. I found two unknown locations. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or for travel?
No, I haven't left my own country.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, sir, I'm going to pass this request to the senior technical team. So without wasting any time, we are going to connect you to the secure server first of all. So we can remove all the hackers from your network, because hackers have been found. What they can do is they can do the same activity tomorrow or day after tomorrow, right? So better we have to remove all the hackers first.
Yeah. How quickly can you get rid of all of them? Because I don't want them, you know, like, rob me.
Don't worry, sir. With the help of our senior engineers, we are going to check on it, okay?
Thank you.
The mobile phone which you are using right now, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
It is a Apple.
Apple, okay. So do one thing, put me on a speaker and open up App Store from your mobile phone. App Store.
Okay. You're on speaker.
Okay, now there will be an application that is called App Store. Open it up.
Yeah, I'm in it. Yeah, I'm in it.
Okay, once you open up the App Store, right hand side down corner, can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol?
Yep, search bar. I'm searching out what do I need to write.
You have to type it on the search panel, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Type or space in between any and desk or just none?
No, sir, no spaces, all will be in the one box.
Okay. The red one with the white square?
Yes, sir. Select that application. It will say AnyDesk Remote Desktop. Can you see that? AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yeah. I got it.
Select that application, then click on Install.
Okay.
Once you
Yeah, it's downloading. It might take a minute to download because my internet isn't very good.
Okay, not an issue.
Okay, I'll just give me a second. I'll just wait for it to download. Cool.
Sure. Once you will see open, just let me know.
Okay. Yep, it's downloaded.
Click on open.
Okay. Do I allow or don't allow for notifications?
Click on allow on the positive option.
Okay. Yep, I'm in. Enter remote address.
Okay, leave that part. Just above, can you see your address with some numbers?
Yep.
Tell me the numbers slowly, one by one.
Okay. 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, sorry. That's not a 4. Okay. 665.
Okay.
951. Yep.
Okay.
742.
742.
Yep.
665-951-742.
Yep.
Okay. Just hold on.
Okay.
And you told me that you have never been out of Australia in the past, right?
Yeah, no, never left the country.
Okay. And have you ever connected your mobile phone in public Wi-Fi in the past?
To what exactly? Like internet at McDonald's or something?
Okay, you had used the public Wi-Fi for the internet use, but you had used
that. Yeah, I have a few times at like hotels and stuff, you know.
Okay. Now, I will suggest you, sir, not to use the public Wi-Fi, okay?
Okay, I'm at my house now. I'm at my house now.
All right. Just hold on. We are creating a secure line for you. Okay. Just hold on.
Okay.
And the device which you are using, it's an iPhone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now what I'm going to do is, sir, I'm going to pass this request to the senior technical team, okay?
Okay.
And do you have a pen and paper right with you, sir?
I can grab one.
Okay, just be hold with the pen and the paper.
Yep. All right, give me a second.
Sure.
Yep, that's on.
Okay, write down the case ID number. Case ID number in which we are working right now.
Yeah, what is it?
It will be 256.
Okay.
189.
Yeah, anything else?
And I'll write down the customer license ID number, which has been updated for you. Customer license ID number, okay?
Yep.
It will be 888.
Yep.
Then D for David.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I got them all written down. We're good.
Okay. Now, don't share this ID number to any of the stranger, okay? Because
okay.
This has updated for you.
Okay.
Now, come back to the mobile phone, sir.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Now, the ID number you can see over there is 665. Right?
What do I do with that?
Can you see your ID with some numbers?
Yeah.
It's 6, confirm me the ID number once again.
Yeah, okay.
Confirm me the number, sir.
No, I know. Back in any desk, right?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Wait, was it in any desk, or do you want me, which one, the one that I've written down on paper, or the any desk one?
Any desk one.
Yeah, 665.
Uh-huh.
And 915.
Okay.
I see, yeah, 665, 915.
Go ahead. Are you sure you are giving me the right number, sir?
I might have fucked up the last three. I saw this number. It looks a little... Look, if I'm being really honest with you, I don't have that very good eyes. I need some glasses, and I can't find them. I've actually lost them. So everything's just a little bit fuzzy, right? I'm sorry for any inconvenience. I really am. I can't find my glasses. I've had a fucking hard time, you know?
Where are your glasses, sir?
I can't find them. Like, I've lost them. I don't know where I put them. You know, for all I know, I probably fucking stood on them.
Okay. Confirm me the number. Just try to read out the number once again.
Okay. 665.
Mm-hmm.
915.
Okay.
And I know that because I can see them pretty clearly, but it gets to the end and it's a little bit fuzzy. It's fuck. I think it's a 7. I think there's a 7 in the middle. I don't know what the other two are.
You can clearly read out whole number, but you can't able to see the last two numbers, sir.
There's a crack on my screen where the last three are, and I can't make them out.
There is crack on the screen. Okay. If you are having a crack on the screen also, sir, you can...
Yeah, there's a crack on my screen protector that's blocking one of the, like, not blocking, but it's making it really difficult to read one of the last numbers. So
So in between the crack and in between my bad eyes, like I've got no glasses, I can barely make it out. I think there's a
second. Okay. So in this case, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to send some technicians at your place, okay? And
yeah.
What they will do is, they will fix your eyes, okay? Then they are going to fix the problem which you are having. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you are not going to pay for it. Remember that, okay? They will fix your eyes for
really?
Free. Yes.
For free?
Yes, for free. Okay.
Look, okay. Beside all this, I would just really like to say thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to just help
you.
How many people are not
taking my time, okay? Not an issue. Enjoy.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.